Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today here on Let's Talk About It, we have Robin Isler, Unit Administrator for Central Valley Health, and Shannon Kaiser, Partnership for Success Grant Coordinator. And Shannon and Robin, welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hey, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk. Very excited to talk about this Partnership for Success grant that Central Valley Health just received. And before we jump into what it's going to be used for and how the community is going to notice it, when you guys work with it, we should first talk about what the Partnership for Success grant is and what the current status of the project is, Robin.
Sure. Well, the Partnership for Success grant was given to Central Valley Health to address underage drinking in Stutzman and Logan counties for youth ages 12 to 20. And we've spent the last year assessing the community needs and gaining support. And now, as of August 1st, we are going to start to transition into the implementation phase of the project.
Excellent. And I mean, our listeners may have been who have been listening to our show before, too, Robin, may know that you guys have received grants like this before, too, right?
That's correct. I mean, we've had the substance abuse prevention grants that actually addressed adult binge drinking and youth alcohol use in the past. So we've been kind of at this now for, maybe 4 years.
Wow. Okay. 4 years. Excellent. So again, Robin Isler and Shannon Kaiser joining us. And Shannon, you are the coordinator for the Partnership for Success grant.
Yes.
How do you plan to implement this grant into our community?
In the upcoming month, we are going to be rolling out a media campaign, and this will be targeting parents about proper role modeling and how to talk to their kids. Okay. The first message that we will be advocating to the adults are walk and stride, don't provide. This is both providing alcohol to youth and as well as an environment for youth to drink underage.
Okay.
And we'll also be doing a campaign to youth, including Good Choices, Good Outcomes. This is a campaign we have done in the past, and we'll be continuing that message. And we have a bunch of different ideas. This is just one. And if you want to learn more, you can go to our website at chpstutzman.com. Perfect. And then click on the PFS tab.
And PFS obviously stands Partnership for Success.
Yes.
Awesome. Very good. So what message would you like our listeners to know about underage drinking in the upcoming school year? Because, Robin, we've stressed that before. Underage drinking is kind of an epidemic for our state.
That is correct. It is our priority area, and the school is right around the corner. So it's really an exciting time for youth as they're preparing for classes and training for fall sports. But it's also a time when kids might be experimenting with alcohol or other drugs. And we want parents to be proactive and take time to reflect on their role as a parent, maybe sitting down with your child and discussing these things. You should really start to talk with your children about drugs and alcohol at any age, and the earlier the better. And if you don't, they really rely on this information coming from their friends or the internet.
Okay. So Central Valley Health obviously trying to help get that message and help the parents, too, it sounds like, in that situation, too.
Right.
So, I mean, bringing up the parents, Shannon, what should parents be looking at if they want to prevent underage drinking and they want to talk to their kids about this?
The most important way to make a difference in your child's life is to be a good role model. You are the most influential person in a child's life, and your teenage son or daughter are watching you even when you don't think about it. Mm-hmm. They're watching you when you go to dinner as a family and have a few drinks and get in your car to drive home. They're listening to you when you're making casual comments and conversations with your friends about alcohol. Just model the behavior that you want your kids to follow.
Yeah, you know, the kids are always watching, Shannon. You're absolutely right about that. And Robin Isler, Unit Administrator, Central Valley Health, and Shannon Kaiser, Partnership for Success Grant Coordinator with Central Valley Health, joining us here on Let's Talk. Now, you've kind of talked to Robin a little bit about drugs and alcohol, and there might be some common phrases out there that parents are saying regarding underage drinking, such as, you know, I'd rather my kid just be drinking at home or drinking rather than doing other drugs. But it sounds like alcohol can be considered a drug.
That is correct. Alcohol is a drug, and people maybe don't consider that. Alcohol is sometimes called the gateway drug, where it may lead to youth experimenting with other drugs. And it can lead to serious problems for both your body and brain development. Youth who have their first drink of alcohol before age 15 are 6 times more likely to become alcohol dependent in adulthood in compared to someone who had their first drink after age 21. So that's kind of a staggering statistic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not a number you really want to hear about. And we always talk about, and individuals always talk about, that a child's brain is still developing, and to introduce, you know, drugs or alcohol to a child at that age, it kind of inhibits that growth that's needed. Another common misconception made by parents: I drank when I was young, so my kids can too. Shannon, what would you have to say to parents maybe who have that mindset?
Thinking this way, it doesn't make it acceptable that you did it, and it's not acceptable to allow your kids to do something that is illegal. Adults who consider underage drinking as a rite of passage, is the way they call it, are using this their past as a part of as an excuse. This influences youth in a negative way. Yeah. You are the parent, and just because you turned out okay doesn't mean that you should allow your child to behave that way.
Yeah, that, I mean, it makes sense when you say it like that, for sure. So main areas, Robin, when it comes to this project, obviously the drugs and alcohol, it seems like the alcohol is going to be a main focus of this. But what are some things in our community that are going to be focused on with this project?
Sure. The majority of the focus will be on prevention of retail or social access of alcohol for youth. So what this looks like is retail access is when you buy alcohol from a liquor establishment for youth, including bars, restaurants, and liquor stores. This could be in the form of the use of a fake or a borrowed ID, or maybe the IDs are not being checked. Social access is when the youth receive alcohol at a party from an older friend or an adult or a sibling. And these include things like maybe wedding dances or sneaking it from your parents' fridge or the alcohol cupboard at your house.
Yeah, I mean, it's accessible in many different ways. So that is the focus then, it sounds like, for the Partnership for Success grant. Real quick, Robin, is this going to be kind of more focused in Stutsman County and Logan counties? Because that's kind of what Central Valley Health's reach is right now.
That is correct. Okay. But we do have partners in Barnes County, up in Foster County, Carrington, as well as Wells County and in Lemoore County. So this region was picked as a high area of need in North Dakota. So it includes several counties around us. So there are coordinators in those areas like Shannon, and they're working together to coordinate the messages and bring out the process of this grant.
Excellent. So members of those counties who might possibly be listening right now, it sounds like you might be seeing this in your community as well. Shannon or Robin, is there anything else you guys would like to add? Shannon, anything you'd like to add in there?
Yes, we would just like to remind parents to be good role models to your children. Be on the lookout for our work in the community. And if you're interested in getting involved in our prevention efforts, get a hold of me, Shannon Kaiser, at Central Valley at 252-8130.
Perfect. You'll be talking with Shannon as far as this grant goes and the initiation of it in our community. And we'll make sure we catch up with you guys. And hopefully we see a lot of good come out of this grant. That's really what the hope is. So
that's our hope too. So thank you.
Excellent. Thank Robin you. And Shannon, thanks for joining us.